T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Stephen, 10 in the morning. 98.7, 1330, KNSS, 647 now. Three big things.
Three.
AFC Championship game Sunday at Kansas City. Chiefs take on New England.
Two.
Wichita man sentenced to 47 years in prison for human trafficking.
One.
The partial government shutdown drags on with no end in sight. Three big things. Steve and Ted on KNSS.
Visibility issues out there right now. We've got fog in the Wichita area. The airport's still recording fog visibility at a quarter of a mile out there. Stalled out vehicle southbound on I-135 at 29th Street North. This is a disabled semi-tractor trailer. They've got some cones up, but you want to be careful. Yeah, visibility an issue. That might come up on you pretty quickly. Traffic update from KNSS Radio. I'm Jed Chambers.
Early fog. And a 60% chance for rain today with a high of 46 degrees. Yesterday's high was 38. Guess golf is probably out today, Don. Cold with a 90% chance for rain and snow tonight. Less than 1 inch of accumulation is expected.
Four.
Overnight low 19.
Ouch.
And then for Saturday, partly cloudy, windy, and cold with a high of 26.
Wow.
Yeah. Now fog, mist, 37 degrees. Southeast wind gusting to 29 miles per hour. KNSS weather brought to you by The Monarch. It's the perfect place for conversation and cocktails indoors. The Monarch offers a military discount for current and retired veterans. The Monarch in Delano. 649, Steve and Ted. Don Grant, CFP, the money tracker.
I'm glad I grabbed a down jacket this morning.
Yep, get the right. You've got it. You're appropriate, no doubt about it.
Yeah, yeah.
Now, this, of course, the Chiefs, we mentioned the Chiefs are playing the Patriots.
Oh,
everybody
man,
knows.
Oh, man, that's going to be great.
That's going to be a kickoff at 5:40 p.m., and I've been doing a little research on Kansas City weather. Looks like they're forecasting low 20s.
Ouch.
With wind chills in the teens.
It's like the Bears.
But it's not going to be anything near the old Ice Bowl that the Packers played in.
Oh, man.
And Dallas.
Isn't Mahomes so much fun to watch?
He is.
Oh, my God. That guy's amazing.
He's putting a lot of, I was going to say rear ends in the seat, but they already have people who are going to go watch the Chiefs. But, man, he has been exciting.
What's a game cost now, Ted? I mean, what's the cheapest seat? $500?
I don't even know. Yeah, it's around there.
Really?
Really? Wow, you throw in a couple dogs?
I think you're in the neighborhood.
Hmm.
Oh, man.
Ritzy neighborhood.
If you can find a ticket.
Yeah.
That's why it costs so much, yeah.
That's why you just got to listen to them on the radio.
Right.
Oh, yeah, exactly.
Louisville visitors will fly like a butterfly after the city renames its airport after hometown great Muhammad Ali.
Oh, wow.
After Wednesday's vote on a recommendation by a working group that studied renaming for more than a year, the city announced the airport will become the Louisville Muhammad Ali International Airport.
That's great.
Instead of Louisville International Airport.
I don't know why it took him a year to come to that conclusion. I think it should have taken about 1 minute.
Yeah.
Ali died in 2016 after decades with Parkinson's disease. Of course, that's not his given name. His birth name is?
Cassius Clay.
Cassius Clay.
Which is a cool name, too.
I like that name a lot.
Yeah.
But, he didn't like it, so he changed. Became a Muslim, so there you go. Cassius Clay, or Muhammad Ali Airport.
That's cool.
651 now, Steve and Ted here on KNSS. Don Grant, CFP.
Well, at least they named their airport after somebody that actually lived in that town.
Unlike
Eisenhower. Well, he was close, wasn't he? Abilene's not that far away.
Well, the Bob Knight Airport just didn't catch up.
I guess so. I guess you're right.
Well, the Steve and Ted Airport would be cool as hell.
Well, we're going for the ballpark, okay?
Yeah.
Steve and Ted Stadium.
Yeah. You have to probably throw about $3 million at it to do that. But
questions on a bear market.
Yeah, okay. Let's talk about a bear market. Now, it may not be official, but with the most recent rock and roll in the stock market, many think that we're headed towards a downward trend or a bear market.
Uh-oh.
We have been spoiled. This is the longest running up or bull market in history. So you may have forgotten how to behave when things dip. Now, here are some questions that you should ask yourself about your investments. First of all, Is my portfolio built for volatility? What do you do when we see the markets moving down? First of all, your investment strategy should be built to handle it. Now, that doesn't mean avoid going down in value at all, but it's diversified into areas that should help mitigate losses and take advantage of those dips. Are you the emotional type? If so, don't let your emotions drive your investments. Humans innately suffer from fear and greed emotions that can cloud our trading decisions. That's why you have a plan. Stick to it when the going gets tough. And just remember, when the exception of recent slides, upward markets have erased each and every correction and bear market in the S&P 500 since inception. Downturns are normal. Now, I generally get this question when the stock market is soaring and in the headlines, why is my portfolio doing one thing when the markets are doing another? Well, the answer is apples are not oranges. Remember when I talked about having a plan that helps mitigate losses? That plan includes investments that aren't in the stock market that's hitting the headlines. They are designed to protect your money the next time the market dips. Should I worry? Yes and no. Now, it's tough not to worry when we see our portfolios dip, but that's what we signed up for. History shows us that the markets have always gone up. Now, there may be periods of retreat, but they continue to climb. If you trust that history, take some of that cash that you have on the sidelines and dip it back into markets when things are down. And, of course, if you have any questions, you can give me a call, number 634-2222.
Today is National Thesaurus Day.
Oh,
in honor of,
I was trying to think of a synonym for
thesaurus.
Thesaurus.
Good luck.
Yeah, what's a synonym for thesaurus?
A
dictionary with similar words?
I feel like I'm dealing with Beavis and Butthead this morning. Peter Mark Roget, the author of Roget's Thesaurus, who was born on this day in 1779. And it's his birthday.
Who is it? What's his name?
Roget.
Okay.
In 1840, Roget retired from a successful career in medicine and spent the rest of his life working on Roget's Thesaurus of English Words and Phrases.
What was his first name? Jacques?
No, Peter.
Peter
he
Roget.
He published his first book of synonyms in 1852. Don, you'd be better off if you just listened now and then.
No, yeah, good
instead
point.
Of just running your mouth.
That's a good. That's a really good point. What's a synonym for listen?
Listen.
Here.
Here.
Yeah.
What would be a synonym for lint?
Hark.
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 That's hark. An oldie Englishy.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
You ever use the word hence?
I have used the word hence.
Have you word? You know what? Never hear anybody use the word hasten anymore.
Good point. Hasten. Well, I hear it every once in a while. You know, you want to hasten the process.
I've got one of these thesaurus on my desk. But
hasten thee to the donuts in the break room.
Hark. Hark.
Hark. Donuts.
There be donuts.
Again,
dog nuts.
Ladies and gentlemen out there, I'm sorry I brought it up.
Dog nuts.
Okay, guys.
There'll be round pieces of bread.
655.
With the nectar.
Steve and Ted, coming up at 7 o'clock. The KNSS Morning News. Day 28 of the government shutdown.
Oh, boy.
No end in sight. Story
so
and more.
Silly.
Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.